Sounds great.
Welcome to the Evolved You podcast.
Your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve? Alrighty guys, what is up and welcome to another episode of the Evolved You podcast.
Hello, hello everyone.
Very excited to have you here today. Before we get into the life update, as you can tell by the title, this episode may be triggering for some. In no way, shape or form do we want to be insulting or to trigger anyone or to scare anyone away from comp preps. We just wanted to share our personal journey on the matter, whether that be good or bad. So strap in. Again, this is our personal journey and our personal life experiences. So without further ado, let's get into our life update. Ben, what's been going on?
Well, I think you've had a lot going on this past week. But for me, I've been in the, well, we'll call it the studio, trying to get it ready, get it all organized, get it painted so we can start actually putting the machines and the equipment where they're supposed to be.
So exciting. The painter was meant to come today. He's had a bit of a car issue, apparently. So once that is done, we are good to go. We're doing a little bit of an apparel restock, which is going to be only in our Facebook group community. Again, anyone can be in that Facebook group. We're just choosing not to do this on Instagram or Facebook or emails this time. Just a little group. So if you do want to go into the group, message us and we'll send you the link. And what else? Life update for me. I've had food poisoning. It's been a fantastic time. Absolutely felt like death. So I'm a bit low vibe today, but this will be a good laughing episode. So
yeah, it sort of threw me off because we ate the same food and I couldn't really work out why you were feeling the way you were and I was totally fine.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a 24-hour bug from something else or if it was food poisoning. Like maybe my schnitzel could have had something wrong with it. But anyway, what other life updates have we had?
Oh, mate, we've been going to so many birthday parties. They're first birthday parties, mind you.
Yes, and it's made us realise how awkward it is being that only couple.
Yeah, only couple with no babies. Literally. Just hanging out with the parents.
No, like, we just stand there by ourselves because the parents are playing with the babies. So, like, they're family, so it's fine. But it's just been a funny experience. When did we get so old?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, let's get into the episode. Again, these are our experiences on prep. I have done 2 bikini competitions and Ben has done 1 prep. What is it called? Fitness?
Physique. I did physique and fitness in ICN.
Yes, and I did bikini in the WBFF. So let's just get started on some of the lessons we have learnt. We're just going to go one for one. Some of Ben's that he will say I agree with and some of the ones I will say I'm sure Ben will agree with. But Ben, 100%. Kick it off. You go first.
Look, the main thing was starting out, like, you just got to realise that it's not for everyone and it seems to be a lot harder. Once you're going through the motions of it, it is a lot harder than you realize.
Yes.
A lot harder.
Yes. It's funny. Like, we share all the glitz and glam, or people, not me anymore, but share all the glitz and glam on social, but it's definitely not for everyone. And I would probably say it's not for me. The other one, well, my one, is there is multiple ways to skin a cat. Now, this is regarding cardio, food, training, dieting, all of those things in general. So if you guys know the famous saying, multiple ways to skin a cat, basically there's multiple ways to get a result. Now with fasted cardio versus HIIT training versus steps versus tracking your calories versus a meal plan versus strength training versus hypertrophy or CrossFit or whatever, there is multiple ways to get to the end result. And I feel like now our business model represents the best way we find to get the result. But I've definitely done some shit on prep, like, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. to do my fasted Stairmaster for 45 minutes wrapped in Glad Wrap for 8 weeks or however long it was. So, you know, like,
I can tell you that straight away. That does not sound like a good idea.
No, there's multiple ways. I've talked about my prep journey before on my podcast a couple times and also on a guest. I was on Secret Life of Bikini Competitor. I'll put that in the show notes because you guys got to listen to that one. But anyway, there's multiple ways to get results. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it was literally one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I think it was just coming from the point in my life where I was, and then I made the decision to do it. Probably didn't do it for the right decisions.
Mm. I don't think anyone does, but anyway.
I think just at the end of the day, you just want to have something to work towards.
Yeah.
You know, you have that goal, but like for me, mine was 34 weeks, which is a really long time to be in prep.
Stupidly long.
You know, I lost.
I'm sure most of that, like some of that would have been a building phase though, right? Surely. Or it was a deficit.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a deficit. We might have had a few.
Diet breaks.
A few diet breaks in there along the way, but definitely there was no building phases.
Right. Love that for you.
I mean, over that time period, I lost a bit over 13 kilos. Mm. And yeah, it was just eye opening.
It was hard.
At the end of the day, it was eye opening.
I think going into my next one is if you're going to do it because you just like something about your body image or want to fix something, you will not come out the other side better than what you came in. So like I know so many people inquired with me, especially when I was going through my prepping years, came to me for coaching saying, I love your body. I want to get that. How do I get these results? Or I want to do a comp because I want to change my body. And I'm like, that's the complete wrong reason for you to step into a comp. Yes, it's a great test to transform your physique. However, if you're doing it from a lack of confidence and a lack of self-esteem, it's only going to get 10 times worse throughout the process than if you were to go in with a healthy, happy mindset about yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. I want to just kind of build on that. With my journey, I think I had a bit of a bad relationship with food at the start, and I assumed that it would kind of fix it by being in a prep and like actually tracking your macros and tracking everything. And I just feel that it actually enhanced it and it got worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially post comp.
Mm. I think like I definitely second that eating and disordered eating relationship with food sort of stuff. I think if you go into it with that obsessive relationship with food, you know, you're only really going to come out worse. I have spoke about my experience plenty of times, and I feel like for me, I didn't really have the worst relationship with food before I went into comp, but going through it, it was really bad. And then coming out of it, it was like disgustingly, it was like end of the spectrum. Probably should have saw a professional, but I didn't, but you know, we're here now in a healthy, happy life. But yeah, definitely going into that with that relationship with food is not the best thing to do. 100%. So to get help before you do that, yep. If you really do want to do a prep. Yep.
I think at the start of my journey, I'm just going to put it out there. I probably liked a donut or two. And towards the back end of the prep, getting closer to getting on stage, the only thing in my mind was eating the donuts backstage. So that sort of puts in perspective what you're thinking about after the end goal. You're thinking about the shit food and the food that you've been neglecting and not eating because that's the only thing that's going to not get to your goal.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I think like, you know, people can say that you can do flexible dieting the whole way through prep. And you do, like I did my second prep, but I still wasn't eating donuts like a couple weeks out from stage because it's too risky to like screw with your gut and all of that sort of stuff. So yeah, you can still sort of eat it, but you don't. You just choose not to because you don't want to risk it at that stage. I guess my next one was quick results doesn't equal long-term results and that rebounds are real. Now, you know, like I'm not a fan of quick fix results when someone comes to me and wants a quick fix. And I'm like, sorry, that's not how we work. This is the process. You know, you got to commit to the long term or you can go elsewhere, basically. So quick results will just shoot back at you tenfold at the end. Like for my first comp, I think I lost 17 kilos. That's a lot. Like that's a lot. I think my prep was 28 weeks for my first comp. I lost 17 kilos. So I don't even know how much that is a week, but it's a lot. On average.
Oh yeah.
And then I put it all back on plus maybe 2 kilos. I think I put it all back on and then I did another prep. lost, I think, 15 kilos because I had implants. So, like, my scale weight was a little bit higher on my second show day due to the increase in weight in my body. And then again, put pretty much a large majority of it back on. Obviously, I've dropped a few since then, but it just goes to show that, you know, long-term sustainability over the last year or two has paid off compared to the 2 years of aggressive yo-yo dieting that I put myself through for prep.
Yeah. Like, I would say at the moment, I'm very close to the weight that I actually started that first prep in. Like, I was nearly 80 kilos then, and I'm sort of just under that now. But the body composition
is so much different
from, like, photos on Instagram and how I was feeling back then to now.
Mine's the same. That's so funny.
I think a few... I'm not going to say that it was this, but a few things that I were that I was doing differently back then, like, I was vegetarian, so I wasn't eating meat, which I found very hard to keep the protein levels high. So it just naturally was a little bit lower. So I don't think I was, ever happy with, like, my body even getting on stage, getting to that position and losing all that weight. I wasn't even proud of myself at that point because I think I could have done better. You always think you can do better, but you're just never prepared at that point.
Yeah, you always, like, and that's just the relationship that you end up having with your body when you get on stage. You always feel like you can do better.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're never going to be that lean again. And from there, you have to be okay with looking a little bit fluffier and a little bit bigger.
Yeah. You'll just never feel like you're ready enough when you're on stage.
No.
End of the day, that's just it. Going back to stage, post-comp is 100 times harder than anyone will ever speak about. Like, anyone. Post-comp, both times, was completely... I can't even explain it. Like, crying in the car at the gym, like, driving home, not training for, like, weeks or months on end because you're just so embarrassed with yourself and how you look. You know, like, obsessively binge eating or just overeating everything and anything because you're so starving, like living in complete shame about what's happened to you, or, you know, sharing all of that journey on social media, feeling like you've gone backwards, which obviously you will because it's impossible to keep that physique year round unless you are pumping a whole lot of shit, basically. So, you know, like, just be prepared that post-comp is harder than anyone talks about. And if they do, they're probably shining a little bit of light on it because they're probably pros. So, you know. What's your next one?
Going into a prep, you really want to have a good relationship with your kitchen and where you train, because they're going to be the two things that you do for the bulk of the time. Apart from your bed, you're pretty much, you're either in the kitchen making food, you're at the gym training, or you're sleeping. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, literally. So it's insane. You have no life outside of, like, gym.
No.
Or prepping. Going back to being in a deficit or spending time in the kitchen, weight training or just training in general is very hard in a long-term deficit. Like, any form of lifting, if you enjoy the gym, and you will agree with me on this one, if you enjoy the gym, and you think it's going to be so exciting prepping, and this is obviously talking about natural people, training is hard. Training is so hard when you are not helped with recovery and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
When you are dieting and grinding, recovery is so hard. Training is hard. It's exhausting lifting any form of weight. And yeah, it's a lot easier when you're eating food, pretty much.
For someone like myself that loves being in the gym, towards the back end, just with, like, what Naomi was saying with recovery, there's times when you just don't want to go to the gym. You just don't want to train because you know how your body's going to feel and how it's recovering and it's, well, how it's not recovering, to more to the point.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes that favorite place on earth, for me, the gym, sometimes it becomes that place where you just don't want to go because you know what's going to, you know, what the result's going to be afterwards.
And that's hard for a lot of people that, like, gym is their life. It's their livelihood. It's their passion. It's their hobby. It's their downtime from whatever they do in their busy life. So I think just keeping that in mind, it can be very hard.
Yeah. I think a good, like, something that really helped me in my journey, not just with the gym, but with the whole prep, was having a great coach. That was something, like, I had a great coach, Zach, and, you know, we... because it was my first one, I had so many questions for him, and he helped me more than I'll ever thank him for.
Yeah.
So it is detrimental to have a good coach because, you know, I think that's half the reason why some people just don't get to the stage, that they don't actually get to the stage, is because of the coach that they've gone through.
Yeah, and I do second that. I think I had two or three coaches during my prep. Loved them all mostly as individual people. Their coaching methods maybe weren't the best. And I was going to also second that and say, make sure that your values align with your coach. So, you know, make sure you respect their values. You respect the way they train people or the way they, you know, diet. It's really important. Otherwise, you'll be constantly like bashing heads and you'll just really hate the experience. I think that's why I changed like halfway through one of my preps, is just because it just didn't work for me. So that's definitely a lesson that we've both learned. I think the next one is like your support crew is irreplaceable. And just backing on to that one is also in reverse, saying goodbye to some friendships. So if you need a good support crew, and like I've met some amazing people through preps, which is great. But you also say goodbye to a lot of friendships because a lot of people might not, you know where you're coming from or support what you're doing or understand or, you know, have the time for all of your shit. So both of those sort of go hand in hand.
I think at the end of the day, you are stronger than you think you are. And, you know, if you are going to do it, if you are going to do a prep, try and do it as the best you can. Try and, I guess, get a good coach and try and do everything the way that, as best as you can, and try and make great memories out of it, because it is something like, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's something you kind of have to go through to understand. So yeah. Then you can see it from the other side.
Yeah. I think that's a big lesson, like, I learned during prep as well, is that I am a lot stronger than I ever imagined. The last one for me, I think I missed one, but I don't know where it's gone. Going into an unnatural or a non-tested federation is fucking hard. Like, you get out there on show day and there are girls that you know came from, like, you know, IFBB, WBFF, that have been pumping steroids, like, backstage, they're shaking from clan, like, all sorts of drugs, and you're standing there knowing you've given your best, but you know that it will never equal any of the girls that you're going against. And, you know, like, that's my own choice going in one of those competitions. But it can also suck a little bit when you know you don't really stand a chance. Like, cool, there's some unnatural people that do very well, but also maybe a bit genetically gifted or whatever. But it just can be a little bit disheartening when you get up there. So just keep that in mind, I guess. That's a big lesson.
Yeah, definitely.
That I learned.
Yeah, I didn't have that struggle because I was in the old natural.
Yeah.
So everyone
was natural.
Yeah, obviously everyone was natural, yeah.
What are your last lessons that you learned? I think you had one more.
I think it's about discipline, just using it as a tool in your tool belt. It does come down to that most of the time. Like, you will lose motivation, and the only thing that's going to get you through training or prepping your foods is the discipline and the habits that you've associated with that to get you to the goal, to get you on stage.
Like, there's some great things that I've taken out from my experiences over the last couple of years, like, in a positive way, like the friendships I've gained to a certain extent, like learning how it affected my relationship with food, learning how it affected my relationship with my body, learning how I wanted to train, learning about flexible dieting, all of that sort of stuff. But there's definitely been some things that, you know, I think life is a learning experience. So I wouldn't change it for the world, but I also wouldn't rush back into it anytime soon. And that's my personal opinion. You guys know I've spoken about that before. I still have girls that ask me if I would do it again or advice for if they wanted to do it. And I always say the same thing. Basically, what is your intention behind it? And is that actually a reason for you to do it? Or should you just do like a photo shoot? Or should you just set a goal for something else, you know? Because if you're doing it to fix something, it might not change that feeling.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you have any final notes on your experience?
I think just for my experience, like, I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I should have.
Mm.
Like, I didn't sit back and reflect on it and, like, think about where I've come from to the stage. So for anyone that is looking to do it in the future, just make sure you take in everything. Try and take in as much as possible, because if it's the one time you do it, you want to be able to look back and reflect and see your progress and see how far you've come with it.
Yeah, which can be very hard.
Yes, it can.
I think that is it. If you have any other questions for us, feel free to DM. I will link, I think I've got another episode on here about my experience. I'll link that below, and the bikini one. I'll link her episode below as well. But what is your lesson of the week to end the episode?
My lesson is don't waste time. And to be more specific, time passes anyway. So you may as well be productive with the time.
Yeah.
So if it comes to, you know, if you have a nutrition goal or a training goal, if you want to get stronger, you may as well incorporate them habits in now, because time's going to pass anyway. You can either use it or you can just be in the same spot in 6 months.
Yeah, I love that. Mine's a little bit on the opposite end of the spectrum and completely unrelevant to anything. It is that I'm grateful for my health and to check the chicken at Woolies, even though we couldn't because it was in the deli and there's no dates on that. I'm blaming that. Just check the meat. Probably won't be purchasing those schnitzels ever again. No. But that's my lesson of the week.
Yeah, probably not.
Lots of educational podcasts to come, coming up towards Black Friday and the silly season for the rest of the year. But that is it from us for today, guys. Hope you got lots of value. Please share it on your stories if you did enjoy it. Otherwise, we will talk to you next time.
See you later, guys. Bye.